on the side of a mountain, be kind of a sharp drop off, kind of old rocky side, and it'd just be a steep, sharp drop off. What would you call
that? We call that cliff.
Uh-huh. And then...
No count that way, and I haven't done that. It's surprising. I believe they said my blood is 2 1/2 higher than anybody that they've ever examined before.
Oh, really?
He said it's wondrous you're living. You're know anything. So that's really a miracle.
Oh, but goodness.
I know a little. I didn't know much, but I know a little. He said, well, we have to put you in the hospital. They just took me right on over there.
Did they have to give you tests and
yeah.
all that and try to?
Yeah. I kind of dreaded it. That's our first hospital we've ever had down here. It ain't been there very long, but it was.
No, I didn't remember a hospital here. That's why I was wondering
about. Well, it ain't been there long, and the last that I and my sister stayed down there in the rest home, lived right on the lake. Mm-hmm. We got to where we couldn't take care of her out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like the shape of the thing as much, but after I stayed there a night or two, I seen there was no better place to go. Well, I mean, just good to use if you're an infant, couldn't do a thing for yourself. And they got alarmed at me, and after of a night, I'd wake up along through the night, and they never closed the door, they leave them ajar just a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'd see a nurse standing in the door, looking over on the bed at me.
Mm-hmm.
Several times doing that, just stayed 8 nights. Even the head nurse one night was standing in the door looking at me.
They're going to take care of you.
They're taking care of me.
Well, you feel better. Did you feel better after you got out?
Yeah. And they told me I ought to give exercises too, another little milk at the hospital. And some of them told me I ought to do that, and I said, I couldn't do that. I can't bear to be moved at all. Well, they said, they'll get that all out of you. And I didn't get into that till I just ready to come home. And I just took 2 days and took that exercise, and that took me back to walking.
Yeah.
I couldn't get about hardly at all when I done that.
Isn't it? What's wrong with
high blood is the trouble in this time, but I got crippled up in a wreck way back then.
Oh,
I got my neck out of joint and my back out of place, and that ruined me. And I went to chiropractor doctors, and they took care of it as long as they could and got to where they couldn't, and then I had to go to the medical doctors. But I worked right on. I worked on that. I worked for a year, I guess. I couldn't even turn my head. In the woods logging, mind you, driving some of the time a team of wild horses. I went through them enough to kill lots of men. I bet you there's 30 people in Gilmer County throw them out there like I would. They'd be a half a mile up done good. They'd just get killed.
Yeah, that's true. You just had to be strong.
Yeah, and I took 2 men's jobs, the last folks I worked for.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 men on the job, and one of them, the other guy wasn't no kind. He didn't know how. He was willing, but he wasn't able physically and mentally either.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him one day, I said, well, what about getting rid of that dog?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're no count to you. He said, you can do it by yourself. I said, I can too. I can get better by myself than I can him out there in the way. I said, he had his head this time to do more than he's doing. I kept on about a year before he ever gave over. I knew when he gave over. He couldn't tell a bit of difference in the world. The logs went right on just the same.
Oh, yeah, it's really something. But, where were that? Where did you work?